inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Well, 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 good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yeah, start of another week. Man, they go by so fast. It must be a sign of getting older. Monday, January the 7th, Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Toll-free number 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. Well, it's going to be a tough week, financially speaking, but which weeks aren't? A lot of confusion out there. Nobody seems to know where anything's going. And if anybody thinks out there that I know where things are going, is sadly mistaken. Dow Jones Industrial, talk about a yo-yo day, in and out of the red and green zones all day long. President came and gave a financial pitch today. It was rather pathetic. Mr. Paulson made an appearance today. And he looked remarkably healthy for a man who had just suffered a fatal shot to the chest. He said that there's no easy answer to the mortgage crisis. Well, of course there's no easy answer to it. It's a mess, and it's going to get a lot messier. And the president doesn't have any solutions himself. As he mentioned, that they are going to most probably save credit-worthy. Now, listen to these statements that these people make. We are going to help those credit-worthy homeowners, which basically means the people they're not going to help are those people who lied on their mortgage applications. So if you lied on your mortgage application, you've got no, or your broker lied, so you could get a bigger house there, more than you could afford. These people aren't going to get helped, which means that, I hate to say this, which means that nobody's going to get help because everybody lies on those applications. Now, come on, there's some people, I never lied on my application. Everybody lies on those applications. You mean to tell me you've never lied on a credit card application where you put down more than you earned in order to get a bigger piece of credit? Anyway, Dow Jones Industrials ended the day up 27 points at Freudian slip, 12,827. NASDAQ off 5 at 2,499. S&P 500, a little bit of life there, up 4.5 points at 1,418. When we return, we'll give you the metal prices.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back to The Flip Side. Krista Berg, soon to be giving a live performance in Iran. First Western singer ever been given that privilege. Speaking of Iran, this morning it was quite fun to watch the Talking Heads on Bubble Vision in a dilemma about a story that actually happened 24 hours before. See, a lot of people on CNBC, for some strange reason, thought that in the early hours of this morning, there was a confrontation between Iranian gunboats and U.S. warships. That actually happened yesterday morning, but they thought it was this morning. And they couldn't figure out why the markets why the markets weren't reacting to this aggression packed by Iran. Well, it pretty much was a non-starter to begin with, so the markets didn't react to it. Although, had it actually happened during market hours, I'd have no doubt that oil prices would have breached the $100 mark again, but it was a non-event. Oil closed down about $3 in New York to end the day at 95.31. A commander from a U.S. warship said it was very strange that the Iranian boats were throwing out white cases. I wonder if it was tea. The U.S. dollar index was a reason for some buoyancy on Wall Street today, closing up 37 points at 76.25. Subsequently, with the stronger dollar and lower oil, you had a little profit-taking going on in the metals complex. Gold closed down $3.70 at $860 even. Very narrow trading range for gold today, about $10. Silver of 14 cents at $15.21. Platinum of $20 at $1,526. Palladium flat at $3.73. Currently in Asian trading, gold's off $2.30 at $8.57.80. Silver of 3 cents at $15.18. Platinum up $3 at $1,530. Palladium off $2 at $3.71. Excuse moi. It was a tough weekend. I did nothing. The weather was terrible. It was raining. Didn't get out. Stayed home. Read a good book about South Africa. Blood, Diamonds, and War. Talks about the forming. And I still learn stuff about my country, which is something that amazes me why more Americans don't study American history, because then a lot of things would make sense. I did, unfortunately, spend far too much time watching Bubble Vision and the Talking Heads. I watched the debates. I watched Fox News yesterday. What can I say about the wannabe Republicans who want to be president? Obviously, Ron Paul was there, and the candidates that were on Fox News, neither any of them are going to be president as well. It was a pitiful display. And once again, the fine senator from Arizona once again proved beyond all reasonable doubt what an absolute moron this man is, and why he is still a senator beats me. And if I hear another person once again decry the fact that John McCain is a war hero, please, he's no more a war hero than I am. I'm actually more of a war hero than he is. I actually fought on the ground. He's a flyboy. He got shot down. He was too stupid not to evade enemy fire. He got shot down. A flyboy got shot down. Doesn't qualify you as a war hero. He's lucky that the VC saved his poor sorry butt, because the peasants, who he had just bombed into smithereens, wanted to tear him limb from limb. Wasn't for the VC rescuing his butt and throwing him in the Hanoi Hilton, he wouldn't be obviously irritating me as much as he is right now. But I digress. It was an embarrassing display. This is the best. There's 300 million people in this country. This is the best that they can produce. You've got, I shouldn't even get into this. I shouldn't get into this. And then on the other side, a nation is beside itself because they think a brother is going to become president of the United States. It's not going to happen either. I tell you more than likely what is going to happen. There was a bunch of people that met today in Oklahoma City. It was sort of like the Oklahoma branch of the Council on Foreign Relations. They were all there. All the movers and shakers within the bowels of that institution called the Council on Foreign Relations. And do I have to remind you, the reason why I'm reading Blood, Diamonds, Gold, and War is because this is the antithesis of Cecil John Rhodes. These are who these people are. Cecil John Rhodes is the man responsible for the Council on Foreign Relations, or if you want to get picky with me, the Council on Foreign Relations was inspired by Cecil John Rhodes and the secretive round table. This plan has been in the works for who knows how long. And this is what we're dealing with. These are the people we're dealing with. You got Mayor Bloomberg. That's just what America needs. Jewish president. Well, you know, we don't want a Mormon. We don't want a Catholic. We don't want a brother. But we'll take Bloomberg. And he's, look, I mean, when you boil it all down, he could spend in excess of $1 billion to get elected. And this is America. You can buy your way into anything in America if you're prepared to pay the price. And if you ask me, I think Bloomberg's prepared to pay the price. Which means simply one thing. Which means you need to buy gold, and you need to buy a lot of it. This is not to say I don't hold out hope that somehow, through some miraculous event, that Ron Paul could become president of the United States. But let me tell you the uphill struggle Ron Paul faces. Watching him on the debate on ABC News, it became very apparent to me very quickly that there is a huge portion of the American public that has absolutely no clue about American history, who has absolutely no clue about the creation of the Federal Reserve, who has no clue about an honest money system, who has no clue about what American foreign policy is. In order for Ron Paul to win, the American populace has to be educated in real history. And if the education system has failed to do that over the last 50 years, the possibility of us educating that vast swath of people to bring them up to speed is virtually impossible. The reason you can tell when you listen to people, when they question, when they go to the man on the street interviews and they ask in questions about Ron Paul, and they can't even articulate any coherent statement or understanding about what he says. This is why you had the snide remarks of John McCain and Rudy Giuliani. You see, Rudy Giuliani is another uneducated white man who has absolutely no education in American foreign policy. He should no more be elected dog catcher than elected president of the United States. Unfortunately, his campaign is going down in a ball of flames, so we don't have to worry about that. But here's a man who obviously couldn't understand what Ron Paul said when he said the events of 9/11 were the cause of many years of American intervention in far-off lands. He gave Rudy Giuliani a list of books to read, which was kind of silly to do in the first place because the books that Ron Paul recommended Giuliani read didn't have any pictures in it, so Giuliani wouldn't be able to read the books because I don't think the man can read. But if he wants to do himself a favor, he can go see a movie, Charlie Wilson's War. Maybe he'll get a little education from that one. Take a break. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Back to the flip side on this Monday. Had my little rant. I feel better now. But besides the fact, tomorrow you've got the New Hampshire primaries coming up, and I don't want to discourage anybody out there, but you could see the reaction that Ron Paul got when he brought up, obviously, Abraham Lincoln, and the utter shock and dismay of the intelligentsia that he would dare savage their icon, their hero, their idol. After all, this is the Republicans, is the body of Lincoln. And so he deconstructed one of their idols. They were beside themselves. Let me remind you, New Hampshire, as far as I can tell, is still Yankee land. Anyway, let's go to the phones. We've got Bruce in Ottawa. Hey, Bruce. Bruce, are you there?
Hello?
There you are.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Okay. Well, I'm here. Anyway, Robbie, if I can make a couple of points about Ron Paul.
Fire away, brother.
Okay. I watched up here CNN's coverage of the debates, okay? And they had this with Facebook. They were monitoring it, and they had, I forget the name of the television station it was in conjunction with. It seemed like a local New Hampshire station, I think.
Okay.
And they had, first they had on the Republicans, and then they had the Dems on in the second part
right.
of the show last night. Anyway, I also watched, they ran a segment earlier in the afternoon on CNN on Ron Paul, and he was sitting in a restaurant surrounded by a few people, and they were asking him questions about his family and his life and things like that. And it came out there to me very clearly that he doesn't look strong, Robbie. He looks, when he's communicating, he looks like somebody's grandfather, little old grandfather or something, but he doesn't, he's not projecting himself as presidential, even though he's got all the experience and he can argue anybody left, right, and center as to what's really going on, and he's the only one communicating the true issues. But it's the image he's projecting. I saw him on Tim Russert on Meet the Press a couple of weeks ago, and he got almost a little bit savaged by Tim Russert there. It's the way he's responding in these debates. They take shots at him, and he doesn't get stuck right back up in their faces. He's too nice. He's not coming across as like a street fighter, and he's in a street fight. Somebody's got to get a hold of him.
Huh? I know. I suppose you could say, you know, there's that old saying out there, nice guys always finish last. And there's a reason why they say that.
Well, he doesn't look presidential.
Let me tell you, if there was television in the day of Lincoln, Lincoln wouldn't have been elected president of the United States, because obviously we'd become a very materialistic society where we judge people by how they look.
Right.
Unfortunately, it's just the way we are. It's the only reason that Romney has got as far as he has got, because he's got that sort of movie star look about him, which people think, well, if the guy's that good looking, he must be pretty smart.
We had the same thing up here when Brian Mulroney was prime minister, okay? He was slick, and he was groomed. And we had Pierre Trudeau before him, and it was the same thing. And it's like you get these movie star kind of guys come out, and they've got all this charisma and everything. But that doesn't mean they're good politicians. And
the big problem that a lot of people have with Ron Paul, and it's just simply that they don't understand what he's talking about.
I agree with that.
In other words, when he talks about the Federal Reserve, because if you go out in the street, I will guarantee you, you speak to 10 people, 9.9 of them will tell you that the Federal Reserve is part of the United States government.
That's right. I have this argument up here. People don't understand that either. They don't know what fractional reserve banking is. They don't know how many trillions of dollars that, you know. What I'm suggesting, Robbie, maybe, is that if he gets coached to get tough out there, and when somebody asks him these crap questions and tries to humiliate him, that he turns back and says, why are you asking me this type of a question? Do you realize what we're facing? We are facing bank collapses. We are facing this, that, and the next thing. You know, Morgan Stanley's bankrupt, and there's trillions of dollars, and Citibank's cutting back withdrawals at the ATM machines under the guise of hacker fraud, but really they don't have the money. If he starts to come out and starts to talk in those terms, and starts to talk. Look, I listened to Edwards talk for the Democrats, and he hit me really that he communicated well, because what he was saying is, look, my grandparents.
Well, he's a shyster lawyer.
I know, but his message is, look, they worked in the mills. I understand you're hurt and everything else like that. Nobody else is talking like that, you see? He's got it. Ron Paul's got to get to these people, the average American Joe, and say, look, this is what you're facing, and they're not even talking about it.
I know. Hey, thanks for the call, Chris.
No problem. Thank you, Robbie. Bye-bye.
When we come back, a great song, and I might just let it play all the way through.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh, boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper. Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up at 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
What wisdom hangs a man upon a tree as the only way to end my misery? What kind of thinking made the way to heaven hard? A crooked journey down the straight and narrow path. How can I make sense of this? I am living in God's foolishness. All the money and the power and the cleverness of this world defeated by foolishness. Hear a single word he says. What wisdom brings reward from suffering? Where if I wanna win, I have to lose everything. How can I make sense of this? I am living in God's foolishness. All the money and the power and the cleverness of this world defeated by foolishness. Foolish things, shame the king. Such a mess, but I'm clean now, safe from foolishness. Foolish things made a king from a fool. Oh, 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 hey, how can I make sense of this, sense of this, yeah. Oh, how can I make of this? Oh my God, it's foolishness. Oh, how can
back to the flip side. Every now and again, yours truly takes the opportunity, because I have a microphone, to plug the son-in-law and a great album entitled Sunday. You can get a copy, read about them. All you got to do is go to the web page on the left-hand side. You'll see a little picture of the album cover in red, Artemis, and every. And I don't, and I'm being a little biased. Every song on the album is great. There's not one song on that CD album that you won't find interesting. Now, over the weekend, once again in a paper outside of the United States, it said quite simply, there is a complete breakdown around the world in the faith of the U.S. currency. This is in direct proportion to, obviously, the leadership of the United States, which, once again, which is a lot of these politicians can't understand. It's the reason why they attack Ron Paul, because they can't understand that the stupid war against terrorism has done more to destroy the standing of the United States and, more importantly, its currency than anything that's happened in the last 200 years. The collapse that you are witnessing of the faith of the dollar, now just bear this in mind, and it's a salient point that a lot of people don't understand when Ron Paul talks about a sound money principle. It's faith. That's the only thing that backs the U.S. dollar, the faith and the credit of the American taxpayer. It is not backed by anything. So when you have something that is built on faith, when that faith is destroyed, they're pretty much it's pretty much who can get out of the exits the fastest. Money is a funny thing. Money has no patriotism, has no loyalty, has no nothing. It seeks its highest return, doesn't care where it gets it, and subsequently, when it looks like things are turning around and heading south, there's no loyalty and there's no desire to help the good old U.S. of A. in any way, shape, or form. They take their money and they run. And the United States credibility has been it has been so damaged through the last two Bush administrations that it more than likely is going to take, if it's at all possible, probably another decade to try and restore some sensibility or some confidence in the U.S. dollar, if it survives that long. And there's a lot of people who will argue that the probability of the dollar surviving is zero. All we got to do is we got to look at what's going on. Now, when we talk about gold, understand this. Gold is simply reflecting that loss of faith. When we can blame a whole bunch of things, but it's the fiscal irresponsibility of this administration that has caused this to happen. You've got David Walker. Now, just think of this. This guy's an accountant, a geeky accountant guy. And geeky accountant guys, believe it or not, there are a few professions out there where they hold to high esteem the oath that they take in the account. Believe it or not, accountants have an oath, just like doctors have Hippocratic oaths. Geeky accountants, they take pride in putting their signature to a document that certifies the financial health of whether it's a company or an institution or whatever it is. It's their thing. It's their pride. And so an accountant with any moxie at all will not put his name to any document that is fraudulent, which is the reason why David Walker last month refused to sign off on America's financial statement, because he said there's no way in all consciousness that I can sign off on this. There's people that pay attention to what accountant geek guys say. So now you have a lot of Asians who were shocked to learn that German, French, and Dutch banks had been gorging themselves on the scam called subprime debt. Or perhaps they began to take a closer look at Europe's fertility rate and vanishing youth, or woke up to the deflationary property bubble in Spain. Yes, the euro reached record highs in autumn, but this was driven by hot money flows. Such fickle finances will drain away as soon as the ECB hints at rate cuts. So, are the new powers turning to gold instead, mistrusting the euro as much as the dollar? Their footsteps have not yet shown up in the IMF reserve data, but there can be long delays, and China does not report data. Vladimir Putin has told Russia's central bank to raise the gold share of its $469 billion reserves to 10%. We know that those Asians and oil states now holding most of the world's $6.6 trillion in reserves possess very little gold, yet most have an historical affinity for it. And so draw your own conclusions. We know, too, that the little guys are buying gold. It's a fact of life. Everybody's buying gold right now because people can see this. But here's the crux, and it's something I've been saying for a long time. There's not a lot of gold out there. Mining bosses, and we're talking Barrick, we're talking Newmont Mining, complain that the Earth's crust is yielding less gold. Output in South Africa has fallen to the lowest level since 1932. Canada has passed its peak output. Gregory Wilkins, head of Barrick Gold, says global mine supply is going to decrease at a much faster rate than people generally believe. So now we are facing a perfect storm here, my friends. Not only are we seeing the complete bankruptcy of the political body in America, as witnessed by the debates over the weekend. As a matter of fact, there wasn't a single discussion about the economy. And if you believe what the pollsters say, the most important things to the voters, number one, the economy. Is it any wonder that nobody, on left or right, spoke about the economy? Ron Paul tried ever so slightly, but they just passed him by when he talked about the reason for the collapsing dollar based on America's foreign policy. See, they don't have... Well, they must probably know some of American history, but they elect to believe in the politically correct version of American history that completely washes over a bunch of stuff in order to justify whatever political position that they hold. It's just one of those things. You have to deal with it. But the facts are what we're dealing with right now. And the facts are this. We aren't going to fix this problem because nobody wants to deal with the pain of this correction. You see, because there's got to be pain. And there's got to be severe pain. And a lot of people are going to get hurt. But there's only one. We either correct it now and suffer the pain now, or we can kick the can down the street, as we've been doing for decades, and make that position exacerbated even more to where there will be anarchy and strife. Look, America is not that far away from having an election turn out like the elections that just recently happened in Kenya. Surprise, Barack Obama hasn't spoken about his homeland and what's going on over there. But I can see a time, you see, because we are civilized, we are Western. When we have an election and we pass from one party to the other, We do so with a stiff upper lip and regroup and figure out how we lost and make sure that we don't make the same mistake at the next election. In Africa, they have a different way of showing their disgust when they find that an election was stolen. They tend to revert to tribal warfare, where people start killing each other in the streets, especially if you belong to a different tribe. I can see it happening here in the land of the free and the home of the brave. I can see the level of angst when I read these various blogs, the ignorance, but the hatred that emanates from it. You know, I saw something disturbing on YouTube over the weekend. And it was a... and not that I fault them, but I can see bad things in the future. There was this, it was in New Hampshire, I guess Sean Hannity was walking back to his hotel, and unfortunately for him, he walked past a crowd of Ron Paul supporters who chased him all the way back to the hotel, heckling him. But I could actually see the panic in this man's face. He actually thought that his life was in danger at some point in time, that this rabid mob of Ron Paul supporters was somehow going to physically attack him, which they never did. But you could see the early stages of similar events that take place in other countries, where people get that passionate about stuff that they obviously lose all logic and think that the only way to achieve an objective is through violent acts. And we are that far away from it. You can hear it by the callers on Washington Journal. You know, I used to really enjoy listening to Washington Journal. I used to use it as my heartbeat on America. But Washington Journal over the years has changed. And before, they used to have open phones where they only used to divide the telephones up between time zones. But now they divide it up in political affiliations because they want to be fair. See, the reason why they did it is at the time when they just had time zones, pretty much the conversations were dominated by so-called conservatives. So they wanted to make it fair. So they made Democrats, Republicans, and Independents. But whenever they started doing that, you can actually sense the level of it's almost like we are on the verge of entering into a second civil war. It's almost to that point. And I could never ever figure out the whole concept of the civil war before I got to America. It was foreign to me. What do you mean? Americans are killing Americans? That doesn't make any sense. Until I got here and I figured out the difference between Southern gentlemen's and Yankees. And needless to say, I picked my team. I can see that same mentality, obviously in the angst against Ron Paul by the noted Yankees. And John McCain. I can't get over this guy. Mitt Romney. I'm not sure about Huckabee. He's just a misguided Baptist minister. He's another one of these rapture monkeys, which, by the way, John McCain is courting John Hagee like there's no tomorrow. He seems to think that aligning himself with John Hagee is going to be his ticket to winning over the evangelical vote. Now, fortunately, in New Hampshire, there's not many evangelicals. Anyway, we'll take a break. And that went fast. Be right back after this. Another great song, by the way, when we return.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Outstretched into the sky, tears drying on their face. He has been here. Brothers lie in shallow graves, fathers lost without a trace, a nation blind to their disgrace since he's been here. And I see no bravery, no bravery in your eyes anymore. Sadness, and I see no bravery, no bravery in your eyes anymore. Only sadness, only sadness. Houses burnt beyond repair, the smell of death is in the air. A woman weeping in despair says he has been here. Tracer lighting up the sky, it's another family's turn to die. A child afraid to even cry out says he has been here. And I see no bravery, no bravery in your eyes anymore, only sadness. And I see no bravery.
Grand Slam segment for this Monday. Yeah, it's only sadness. It's no bravery in the thing we call a war, which, by the way, people seem to have forgot. There's still a war going on in a little place called Iraq. Nobody paying too much attention to it. Because why? Because it's too painful to deal with. 19-year-old kids are still dying each and every day in that godforsaken hellhole. You see, it's far from our minds. We don't see it on television. We don't see what war is about on television. We see a sanitized version, very sterile. We don't see arms blown off. We don't see heads split open. We don't see the true cost of what war is all about. And war is a barbaric. It's a barbaric way of settling arguments in the so-called enlightened age in which we live. But thanks to this administration, the world is erupting in wars all over the place. People of different ethnic and religious affiliations taking revenge on one another for no apparent reason. The violence that's taking place in Kenya that the media sanitizes here in the U.S. is a violent, brutal example of tribal conflict within Africa. And it's coming to America. It's just the media doesn't report it on a regular basis. It's quite an amazing thing to watch. And it's having a direct consequence on that little thing you fold up and you put in your pocket called the Federal Reserve Note. Tomorrow, as you know, in National Intel Report, we'll be joining Bob Chapman, John Stackmiller, and we'll once again analyze this whole thing. I hope Ron Paul really does well in New Hampshire, but I can see the ugly face of the Council on Foreign Relations dusting off its gloves, getting ready to put in the big kibosh. Till tomorrow, see you, bye.
Since 19